Hi, Michael Griffiths here, founder of Referral Marketing Guru, and welcome to this week's Get More Referrals Today podcast. Referral strategies. Building your own referral strategies. It's a big topic and one that probably most people don't actually appreciate how much you actually need to systemize, create processes around, and have a real strategy for you to be getting lots of referrals. When we use the word referrals out there in business, for most people, they understand the basic concept. Someone passing you a qualified lead where that person actually wants the solution that you offer. In simple terms, that's what a referral is. A lot of the times, however, we use the word referrals in so many other ways. We say, I have a referral for you for this, where really it's just a connection. I came across someone who was interested in ABC. That's what you do. Here's a referral. But you haven't actually spoken to the other person, and the other person hasn't actually indicated that they want a solution to the problem. So referrals as a term in business is used very loosely. To me, a referral is simply a qualified lead in which somebody actually wants help in getting the solutions that you offer. So that means that the other person has spoken to them about their problems. They've understood that they actually have the problem that you solve. They've actually said that, yes, they actually want help solving that problem. And now you are passed their details to make contact with them. So when you actually make that conversation with them, A, they know that you're speaking to them, and B, they know why you're speaking to them. And it doesn't just become a chat. So that's a qualified referral. However, I like taking this even further. As long as you continue to get qualified people who need the solution that you offer coming into your leads bucket, then that's got to be a great thing. So whether we do that through our referral teams, whether we do that through our networks, whether we do that through our social platforms, whether we do that through joint ventures, through affiliates, through cross promotions, it really doesn't matter. The bottom line is you want qualified leads, someone who actually has the problem that you solve and is interested in finding a solution. You want as many of those people coming into your leads bucket every single day. So when we talk about building our referral strategies, we talk about putting processes and plans in place to get as many of those people into our leads bucket without having to spend money on marketing. Got no problems in spending money on marketing. But if you don't have to, why would you? If you could sustain and get as many leads as you want coming into your leads bucket without having to spend money on SEO and pay-per-click and Facebook ads and direct mail and radio, TV, then why would you spend money on that? So when we talk about building a referral strategy, there's a lot of things that we put into that. It starts off with your level of thinking. If you're a transaction thinker, you're not going to get many referrals into your leads bucket whatsoever. You need to be what we call a transformational thinker. How you create opportunities with others for years to come where you're both helping one another. You've got to be able to build your own referral teams. People who sell to the same people you do that you don't compete with. Now, within building our referral teams, how do you train them? How do you have the right conversations? How do you engage with those people? What is the agenda you follow? See, there are so much more deeper into just build your referral teams. How are you getting client referrals? How are you creating partnerships where you're helping one another on a regular basis? What does the structure of your teams look like? We talk about having teams of 66 people, break it into profitability partners, our own super group, cross-promotion partners, content distributors, and affiliates. How are you using tools, a guide, a checklist, ebook, to allow those referral teams to promote you more, to give you more exposure, to fill your leads bucket with qualified people who are looking for a solution that you offer? So that is just one little section. Then when you get into your networks, how are you getting your networks to open doors for you? How are you getting networks to promote your tools, to promote events you might have, to promote your business? How are you using your social networks? How are we creating social networks to be able to not only open doors, but show you as the expert you are? How are you being seen as an expert on social networks that makes it easier for your partners to promote you? It's not a matter of just simply turning up on your favorite social platform thinking that it's going to happen. There are processes and plans, our front of mind plans, our personal engagement plans, our social conversation plans that allow us to get seen, to be heard, and to be able to create opportunities. And when we talk about creating opportunities on social and through our networks, it's about taking people back into your leads bucket, into your CRM. How are we, with our partnerships, continuing to add more people to our partner channel? We talk about just having our simple little whiteboard with a list of partners on there who are always going to be happy to help you because you're always happy to help them. How are we using that whiteboard every day? What conversations are we having? Not only with our teams and with our networks, but with our cross-promotion partners. How are we leveraging through podcasts, through webinars, through speaking events into other people's platforms? What associations, groups have all of your clients right now that you could be doing things with? See, there's so much more when you want to build referral strategies than just simply thinking, how am I going to get more referrals? You need to constantly have structure, have processes, have plans to follow. So whether it's you or a team member, every single day, you're getting your channels to promote your tools, to put people into your leads bucket. Now, whether you only need 2 or 3 leads a day, 10 or 20, 50 to 100, it doesn't matter. When you've got the right structure, you can get as few or as many as you want. You just turn the tap up on the amount of activity that you're doing. But none of that happens without the right structure. So I want you to think of this. If you're building your referral strategies right now, how many things can you tick off that you actually have a process and a plan around? Versus how many things are you really just throwing mud at the wall hoping that it sticks? If I break this down, it starts off with your level of thinking and what people perceive you are in the marketplace. You need to create a perception of what you're known for. You need to have a partner channel with plans, agendas, processes, a networks channel, social channel, live and leverage channel, retargeting channel. But all of those channels have plans, processes, structures to make it easy to follow. All of those channels need tools because it makes it easier for those channels to give you exposure, to promote you, to open doors for you, to find the right people to put into your leads bucket. Once they're in your leads bucket, your nurturing, your front of mind are all part of strategies of taking people from I'm interested to please let me buy from you. So I want you just to sit back, pretend you're 30,000 feet above your business right now, and just ask yourself, how am I doing at building my referral and partnership strategies versus am I really just doing a bit of this and a bit of that and a bit of everything without really achieving anything? Hopefully that's been helpful just to reflect and just take stock of where you're at and what you need to be doing. Remember, you can always grab the referral resources over at referralmarketingguru.com.au/resources. Make sure you subscribe to our podcast, whether that be on Podbean or on iTunes. Make sure you subscribe over there on our Referral Marketing Guru TV YouTube channel. And hopefully, again, being super helpful to get you thinking, are you really building your referral and partnership strategies right now? Or are you just sort of floating through, hoping that something might happen? Till next time, guys, look forward to speaking to you real soon. Take care.